Hello, and welcome to Intuitive Nature, the podcast. My name is Susan Jane, and I believe that trusting your intuition is the best way to live your life with meaning and purpose. Each week, you will hear about how you can connect, develop, and trust your intuition through meditations, readings, and my own personal experiences. Join me to understand how your intuition can guide you towards a life full of meaning and loving purpose. Hello and welcome aboard again. I'm Susan Jane, Intuitist, and this is Intuitive Nature, the podcast, all about intuition and spirituality. Now, today I want to talk about intuitive guidance. Now, a situation happened with me during the week, and I wanted to share it with you. Now, I'm not going to go into that yet. I want to give you a little bit more understanding about what intuitive guidance is before I go into my example and how it panned out. So it was really fun. Anyway, what this one's all about is how to give intuitive guidance without overstepping the mark. And this is really important to us because often we can just go overboard. We can just give too much information, or we let the logic start to kick in, and the information that we've been given intuitively, we start to move it off into a logical aspect. So this is what I wanted to talk about today. Now, often people come to me asking for advice or guidance because of the situation they're going through. Now, they may be experiencing a hard decision to make, leaving a relationship, or it could be something really simple like, is what I'm wearing all right? You know, these little examples, I know they're on the extreme scale, but it is knowing when to give intuitive guidance without overstepping the mark. Now, of course, as far as what I'm wearing today, you know, is that okay? That's more of that logical aspect, you know, where you're going, what you're doing, is that okay? And then you can have a look at the overall feeling. But something such as heavy as leaving a relationship, you need to have more of an intuitive understanding to it and more of a deeper message there. So understanding what intuitive guidance means. So intuitive guidance is about the information that we're receiving from our spirit or our soul, which is sent to us intuitively. So it's sent to the physical intuitively. It's that sort of that inner knowing that comes from our spirit to the physical aspect of us. So those two different bodies. Now, guidance differs from advice, okay? So we have advice and we have guidance. Now, the difference between these two is the fact that with guidance, you give guidance freely and you give it without expectation. Whereas with advice, you tend to give advice with an expectation to it that they're going to action that advice. I've given you that advice. Why aren't you actioning it? Why aren't you doing something about it? Why aren't you following those rules? Whereas guidance is more about giving it freely, without that expectation, and allowing the listener or the receiver to take it on board, action some if they want, action none if they want, or completely change it. It just gives them that understanding that suits their environment better. So there is no expectations with intuitive guidance. And I guess where you go then is, well, why would you give guidance if there's no expectation for the listener to action? So why are we giving this guidance if they're not going to action it? Well, to start with, the information is coming from your intuition. So it's coming freely. There's no attachments. There's no, well, you know, if you do it this way, it's going to be better for me. You know, if I advise you to clean up your bedroom, it's going to make me feel better because your bedroom's a mess. Whereas guidance is a bit more like, well, you know, is that living with your morals? Are you happy with that? And allowing them to decide on whether they take that option or not. So another reason some people seek a shoulder for strength and not always advice. And this is a perfect time to give guidance rather than advice. So sometimes we just need to voice it. We sometimes just need to hear what it sounds like when we're talking about a situation we're in and get that understanding of it. So the other aspect is when guidance is given, the receiver will know that there is no expectation to action. What is said like, so what is said is how that person can use it. So with this expectation, is like when we're talking to somebody, we're giving them guidance. There's no expectation. So I'm going to tell you something because it's coming intuitively to me. You do with it as you will. That's a guidance, not advice. So the information is coming from your intuition. We'll have biases and beliefs already attached that may not suit the receiver. So this is why it's guidance, is because we're getting this information, it's coming to us, and we receive it, we're sharing it. Now, as we receive it, we're receiving it from our spirit to our physical. There is that element that we are going to add our biases and our beliefs to it, because if you can imagine you got this information that didn't quite sit right with you, then it is going, you're going to put biases and beliefs in it. You can't help it. I'm not going to tell somebody or give guidance for somebody that doesn't sit well with me. It's just a natural phenomenon. That's what you're going to do. So there's no way I'm going to say, you know, do this, and I thought, no, that's the wrong thing to do. So, you know, you've got to weigh up those options. So the main thing about giving guidance, intuitive guidance, is the fact that there's no expectation to it. So allow that information to come through, allow it to be presented, but then step back from it and go, do as you will with it. So another question that was asked is, when is this type of guidance going to be used? Now, intuitive guidance can be used all the time, obviously. We're using guidance for our own self, but there is other useful ways to get that understanding of it. Now, if you're receiving a psychic or intuitive type reading, like cards, tea leaves, palms, clairvoyant, anything like that, this information is given freely. Now, I know you've got to pay for that to start with. Yep, I get that. That's that energy exchange, the financial exchange there. So that is not necessarily free. But when I'm saying that the information is coming out freely, it's with no expectation. The information isn't coming out with the thought or the belief that you have to follow what I've said. You know, like they'll pull a card and it's like for the future card, maybe patience. So we're looking at patience. Now, we're saying, you know, intuitively it's coming through saying, oh, like, be patient, just, you know, let things, learn to trust, be patient, Laura. You don't have to take that on board. You can say, you know, like, yeah, up yours, I'm not being patient, I'm just going to go ahead and do it. And that's what that without expectation is. I'm telling you to be patient. If you don't want to be patient, it's your choice, it's your free will, and that's what's really, really important. Another area that you'll find a lot of the intuitive guidance comes through is when you're listening to someone who's receiving channeling. So they're channeling this information to you. So you could be receiving that information, but it may or may not resonate with you. But again, this information is coming freely. There's no expectation about you actioning any of it unless you feel that they are, unless you feel that there's some sort of a attachment to it, some sort of expectation to this information that's coming through, then there's something not quite right. So step back and have another look at that, okay? So when you're listening to channeling. Now, in all the books and all the understanding and learning and videos and everything that I've watched and done and looked at, there's a lot of stuff in there that doesn't resonate with me. There's a lot of stuff that does. So in the books that I've read, you know, so many books that Eckhart Tolle was one that's coming to my head. Now, there was a lot of aspects of that I took on board. It was great. I loved it. There was other aspects, not so much. And I find that sometimes with channeling. There's some channeling that is really good. I really enjoy it. And there's others that just don't sit right with me. And to me, it's almost like the channeler is saying that this is the information that you've got to go with. Don't listen to anyone else. This is it. This is the be all and end all. That's where I go, yeah, no, that doesn't feel right with me. So just be mindful when you're listening to someone, receiving stuff. If it is coming intuitively, if it's intuitive guidance, if it's the right sort of guidance for you, it will sit right and it will be given freely without expectations. Okay. Now, the last part is when this type of guidance can be used is chatting with friends or family members. Now, they are often seeking advice or just a bit of healthy guidance. An example of this, I want to give you an example of this. So I'm reading my notes. I want to give you an example of this. So this is what happened. This is what instigated this whole podcast. I was here working on the computer like I normally am, doing my stuff, and a young lady came in and said to me, now this is a close relationship, and said to me, I want an answer to my question. I want a yes, no answer to my question. And straight away I've gone, oh, okay. You know, like how that little initial wave of fear comes through and you go, oh, I hope I do this right. Straight away I had that and then a yes. Now, I wasn't sure if the yes was, hope I do this right, or the yes was the answer, because she wanted a yes, no answer. But anyway, what I did was I went, okay. I said, so you're not going to tell me what the question is? And I said, then I said to her, no, I don't want to know what the question is. Because if I know what the question is, I'm going to put a logical spin on it because I know the situation. So I went, no, I don't want to know what the question is. I will give you a yes, no answer, but I want you to think about the question. And I thought to myself, okay, so I need a yes, no answer for this question. What does that look like? And as I said, I'd already got a yes. But then I started to get some more information come through. Now, I had no idea what I was doing here, like as far as what I was answering. It was definitely not logical. It was definitely all intuitive. And I only had two to pick from, yes or no. So it was pretty easy. So, and this is a great way to do it with family and friends. So anyway, I said to her, okay, this is what I got. Now, I take a little bit of time to sort of get the information and just sort of sit with it for a bit, and I'll say to her, okay, just let me sit with it for a bit and have a few breaths, and then I said, well, my initial response was yes. Whatever it is, it's a yes. However, how I am seeing it is a little bit differently. I said, for some reason, it's like this big circle area, like this big pad, and you've got different elements on there, on that pad, and I don't know what it is. It's just this big circle. And I'm talking to her and I'm going like this, you know. And I said, down here, there's this little pad and there's something on there too. And I'm going like this. So the big pad saying yes, yes, get rid of all that, whatever it is, yes, do that, whatever it is. Get rid of it, do it, whatever it is. That's great. The majority of the answer is yes. Then I've got this little bit going, but there is a no. And she went, oh, that's not what I want to hear. So she just definitely wanted a yes, no. And I said, well, there's an element of no. Now, this is where you need to allow your intuition to come through, because something will click and you'll get an analogy. And this is what happened to me. I sort of went, well, just imagine if it was a job. Said, and on this top pad here is all the benefits of the job, and I'd say take the job. But down here, there's this other little element that's not going to be quite right for that job. And it could be something like, it's not got the money. You know, it's got everything else happening, but it doesn't have the money. Or it's got everything else happening, but you've got to travel further. It's got everything else happening, but, you know, so there's this little area here, this little but, which was the no. And I said to her, that's what I'm seeing. So basically, yes for everything, no for this, for one little element. She goes, well, what's the element? I said, I don't know. I don't know what the question is. I don't want to know what the question is. But you need to understand that yourself. She's very much into the church, so I tend to go that way. I said, you need to ask your guides or your Jesus or God, whoever you talk to, you need to ask that yourself. So that's what I'm getting. So that was really, really good. And I'm going to talk about relationships a bit further down and get that understanding of it. But that was what happened. And it was, yeah, it was really quite interesting. So I'm going to keep going with this. So the next question I've had there is how's the best way to use intuitive guidance? So I've just given you that. But I want to break it down in more of a logical aspect. So the best way to use intuitive guidance is to practice with the basic steps for all your intuitive development, which is ask, receive, and action. Okay, we always do these three steps. Now, ask. So make sure you ask for yourself for guidance. So when she came in and said, I need an answer, you know, yes, no answer. First thing I did was I asked. So one way you can do this is by repeating the question. So what I said is, okay, so you want a yes, no answer on what's the best thing to do regarding your situation. And she went, yes. Okay, so I've already asked. Although it looks like I've asked her. I'm saying it out loud too. I've asked for some guidance. So I shouldn't go like that. I should go like that. Anyway. The next part is to receive. So you need to give yourself a bit of time to receive. In my example, I received the answer straight away when it was a yes, but having that pause and ask a question again, I got a better image of it. I got a better understanding of it. So allow yourself to receive that information and let it grow. As you grow, let it permeate, let it come through as you do it. So I sort of said, well, you know, initially I got the yes. Said, but it just doesn't, it's not as easy as that. No, it's not. And that's when I started to get this other information coming in and these things sitting on this pad, you know, like, and now, but to me, they felt like elements of yes, and this was an element of no. So once you've received that information, then again, you can start to action it. So you can start to talk about it. And as I said, my initial response was I started to talk about it and allow that information to come through. So you're receiving the information, and as it's coming through, you're starting to, you know, get an understanding of it, and you bring it through and share it. So that is how we ask, receive, and action. Okay. I know it's really, really basic. But it's quite surprising how people will just, if somebody asks them a question, they'll just respond. Whereas when we sort of go, oh, ask, you have to think about it, or you ask out loud, and then you start to receive this. And if you give yourself that little bit of time, you can action a lot, get a better lot. You can get a better response, a lot better response. So there is another element that I want to really be mindful of. And that's just there's a few extra things there. So things that can help, and sometimes things that can hinder, all right, when you're developing your intuition. There is three of them: relationships, who you are, and your own beliefs. All right, so I'm going to go through those three. So the relationships are a big factor when you're giving intuitive guidance, because the relationship can determine how much of your intuition you're using, or how much of that intuitive messages you're using, and how much of the logic you're using, right? So in a close relationship, so the closer you know somebody, it's actually a lot harder to give information, because if you start to kick in logic. If I had known what her question was, I would have answered that logically without even thinking, because that's the go-to. It's not until I step back and go, okay, I want it intuitively, not logically, that you start to get these messages coming through. So one of the things I did, which was perfect, because she was the one who initiated this, as in I want a yes, no answer, and she wasn't going to tell me what the question was. She initiated that, and it was such a great idea, because it allowed me to work with someone close without having any expectation. I did not know it. I had no understanding of it. There was no expectation there. So it was a great way to do that. A great way to say, okay, I want a yes, no answer. And then she started thinking about her question and I started to bring in this information. So it was a great way of doing it. Distant relationships. Normally distant relationships will work out quite well, but it just depends on the reason behind the distant relationship. So if it's a relationship breakup and you've become distant, or if it is somebody that's just moved interstate, a friend that moves interstate, that can be easy. If it's a friend, let's say, example, if it was a friend that's moved interstate, it depends on how long they've been gone for too, because there is an element that you knew them while they were with you, but their life's changed a little bit since they've been away. And if you've been in a lot of contact with them, then that's probably more of a close relationship than a distant relationship. I would class a distant relationship someone that you haven't spoken to for quite some time. So you don't know what's going on in their life, but you knew them prior, you know, before. So, you know, that can flow really, really well, can flow really, really easy. If you're doing card readings and things like that for them, can flow really nicely. But again, it depends on the circumstances behind it. No relationship. When somebody that you have no idea, like I do with readings, flower readings and different things like that, when you have no idea, or in the example of I want a yes, no answer to my question, no relationships are perfect. No relationships means you will have to use your intuition. You do not have a choice. You're either using your intuition or you're using some other spirit guidance. So it could be external spirit guidance, or it could be the internal intuition guidance, spirit guidance. So you have to when you don't know someone. That's the best way to practice. It's also the scariest way. but it does get easier as you get better. I think we tend to put up a few barriers ourselves because we don't feel we can do it, or we're going to give them that, you know, the wrong answers, or we're not going to give them anything. But the reality is it's great to practice. And I'm putting together some new online courses, some little online courses like how to do oracle card readings, just little videos that break it right down for you and give you a really clear understanding of it. And I want to, when I put them out, they're still a month or two away, but when I do put them out, I want them to be part of a group, a team, so you can practice on each other. So you don't know about that other person, but you know you're in a safe space to practice, and that's what I want to put together with the Academy side of Intuitive Nature. So that's where we're going to look on that one. The next area too, now I'm going off track, sorry, is who you are, okay? Knowing who you are makes a big difference on how you give and receive intuition. When we go back to the basics of ask, receive, action, your personality will dictate how you do this. So an extroverted personality, often this type of personality, needs to express their thoughts to find the answers. Okay, so when we look at it in that aspect, what they will often do is they will speak out loud. They will need to vocalize to hear better. Now, I know that sounds strange, but sometimes, I know I've done it sometimes myself, where somebody will ask you something and you'll talk to them and you'll start to bring out stuff that you weren't sure of, and all of a sudden things start to make sense. And it was like, look, it wasn't until I said that I realized what it was. So this is like an extroverted side of the personality. Now, remember, the personality scale for extrovert and introvert is like, we're talking, one could be an extreme and one could be an extreme. Majority of us are in the middle. It's more ambiverted. Majority's in the middle, but we could be slightly to one side or slightly to the other side. And the other aspect is we could be slightly to one side for particular reasons, but on this side, on the other side, for a different reason. So say I'm quite introverted, but when it comes to wanting to speak and wanting to do the podcast, I can become quite extroverted. So, you know, there's other areas that we can work with on that side of it. So when somebody is more extroverted and you are receiving or giving information, if you're giving the information, just be careful that you're actually for you to get the understanding, you're actually blurting it out. You're actually speaking it. So you could be not as aware of what you're saying and how you're saying it. Whereas an introvert will need to step back and take it inward each time. So an introverted personality will go inward each time. When they'll ask the question in silence. Like in the example that I did, I said to her, so you want to get an understanding of rah, rah, rah. I said it verbally, right? So I put it out there. Sometimes an introvert person may say it mentally and just sort of goes, okay, I need to get an understanding of that. Sometimes when it's like a flower reading, I'll go, okay, I need to get an understanding of that. You know, give me some ideas. I ask. And I do that introvertedly. Other times I'll do it extrovertedly. So it's not, there's no right or wrong. It's just who you are and how you work. So when she first came and asked me the question, straight away I've gone into my introverted personality and gone introverted side of it, and I've gone, okay, just give me time to think about that for a minute. And you just have that break. You just give yourself the time to absorb it. And if you need to ask, then I actually asked externally and then to receive it. And as I'm receiving it, again, I'm going inward and allowing it to come through. So if you've got an introverted personality, just and you do like it to go in, just say, hang on a minute, let me just sit with that for a sec. Let me just see what that feels to me. You know, just let your listener, your receipt, let them know that you just need that little bit of space to get the understanding of it. So I've watched Esther Hicks when she does channeling, and she sort of goes, oh, you know, just give me 5 minutes, and she gets into the right space. Well, that's the sort of thing we're talking about, but you don't need 5 minutes. You need a few six. All right, so that's relationship. That's who you are. Next one is your own beliefs. Okay, now I touched on this earlier. Remember, we all have our own beliefs. Okay, so our beliefs, our morals, our experiences in life, this is all about the intuition. Now, when we receive this information, we can put our own spin on it, all right, which can be positive and can hinder as well. So as we're putting our own spin on it, we could be drifting away from what the message was. But I know that there's a lot of times there when I've got this feeling, not so much an image, sometimes an image, but more of this feeling, and I'm trying to express it and I'm having trouble expressing it. So I tend to go with something that I've experienced before that's similar, and I give them my story. I give them a bit of a story about it. So that way they're getting their understanding of it. And by sharing a story, they may not be getting the full understanding of the information you've been receiving. But if you're having trouble expressing it, then it really doesn't matter that you're giving them a story. They're going to get their own take on it anyway. And remember, that's what it's all about. You're giving them guidance, not advice. So it doesn't have to be exact. We can put forward this information and get this understanding as we go through. And that's what's really, really important. It's allowing them to take on board, again, what they need from you or from your story, and put that into their life and in their situation and where they want it. So when I go back down to the story here where I had the big pad up here with a yes and the little pad down here with a no, I put the story forward of a job. It could be about a job. So she, again, I didn't know what it was at that stage. She could have been looking at taking on a new position where it had, she may have sort of gone, yes, 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 because it's got all this. But just be aware that there was this other aspect to it. And I'm going to tell you what the story was. She did tell me later, and I don't know whether she's done it or not, but she did tell me what it was about. So the last little bit I want to go through is one of the benefits of giving intuitive guidance. Well, the benefits are that you and your receiver have no expectation. Like, it doesn't matter what the results are. There is no results. It's just information sharing. There's none of that, but you told me to attitude, and look, to be honest, when I'm giving intuitive advice, like with the situation that happened, it makes me feel good. It makes me feel good. You know, you watch somebody and they sort of get this aha moment, and you don't know what that aha moment is. You don't know how they've linked to their dots and how they've set up their ducks in a row. You don't know what that is. And it's really good. It's good not to know, because it becomes not a burden on you. When you start to know something, you start to know it more. You want to get answers for it yourself. It's better not to. It's better to just go, you know what? She loved that. I remember her walking out and she's going, oh, now I don't know quite what to do. But she had more information there. She knew that the information was yes, that really that's what she needed to do. But she's got to be ready to do that. She's got to be ready for the yes. If she's not ready for the yes, then it doesn't matter. She'll get it another way. So we often get this information in various forms, in various ways, and she might get it another way, and that's fine. It just concretes that bit too. She may never do it, and that's also fine. Again, no expectation. Next time you want to, I'll tell you what happened. Okay, so she came back to me and she goes, do you want to know what it was? And I said, oh, look, it doesn't really worry me. You might get some more information if you do say it. I don't know. Apparently she had been chatting with a young man who lived in Sydney, and they'd created a nice little relationship, like extended relationship, because we were in Queensland and that's New South Wales. So it was a distant sort of relationship. But it wasn't working out, so she called it off. And anyway, I think this was like 6 months ago, I think she's starting to regret that she called it off. She was getting a bit of attention and she enjoyed it, and there was no sort of strings attached because it was distant. So she tried to contact him a few times because they were going to always be friends. Yeah, unfortunately it doesn't always work out that way. So the question was, should I cut all ties? Because obviously she's trying to get his attention back, so she's almost not stalking him, but, you know, not far. But she was sort of, you know, there was TikTok and there was Insta and, you know, all the different things that you have. So they were sort of friends on all of those. And she had sent a few messages, and she said, he's seen them, he's opened it, but he's not responding. And I've gone, well, you know, I don't follow those channels, so I'm going, oh, okay. And I said, so the question was, you wanted to see, was a yes, no answer, should I sever all ties? And I said, yes. And then I realised that those little things that I saw on top, they were basically the platforms, like Facebook, you know, YouTube, whatever. They were the platforms. But there was one here that it said no. And I said, why do you want to still keep in contact with him? She goes, well, you know, like we helped each other out a lot, and I thought he might still want some help, and I'd like to still be friends with him in that aspect. And I said to her, well, you know, it's very hard to be friends in a distance like that, especially if you've got stronger feelings for somebody. They don't necessarily want to be friends. You may have dropped your feelings for him to a friend level, but he might have these higher expectations. So, you know, that's not going to make things easier if he wants to be with you and you only want to be a friend. I understand he would just want to wipe it out. I want to look from a distance, but I don't want to go there again because I don't want to get hurt. You know, it could be any of those reasons. And she said, well, what's this one to keep on? And I said, look, the only thing I can think of is that maybe it's a phone number, because you could leave that in your phone. You're not seeing anything. You're not looking at anything. It's not happening, you know. So it's a safe space. I said, maybe that's what it is. And if he did need to contact you, he could. And she went, yeah, that sounds about right, except I don't have his phone number. And I went, oh, okay, so it's something else. And I said, well, you know, honestly, you need to work out what that one is. So I would be saying, the question was, do I block him on all of them and wipe him out and I can't see anything? The question was a big yes. but there's one element there that you could keep open. So if you did want to contact him or he did want to contact you, there's a door open for you. You decide which one that is. And so that's what it was all about. That's exactly what it was all about. Now, I had no idea. I don't know why I thought it was a job, but that's where I went, because that was my way of trying to get this information across. I needed to have that analogy to do that. So don't be afraid of doing that. It wasn't right. The job wasn't wrong, but the whole concept was correct, and the job giving her that analogy gave her that understanding. There's lots of elements that you've got to get rid of. She had to get rid of in that particular case was a yes, and there was one element you had to keep. So, because that was a no. So, yeah, it was really interesting. So try that. If a family member wants to get some advice, give them advice. If a family member wants to get some guidance about something, then say, don't ask them what it's about. Just go for a yes-no answer or something like that. It may not be a yes-no answer, but if they can do it with it, if they can think of it as a yes-no answer, you're going to be able to help them a lot better. So when she came to me, it was, should I block or cut, or, you know, like cut all the ties, all those social medias from him so that she couldn't see it and, you know, that was it. He could probably still see her if he wanted to, but she couldn't see him because it was, you know, upsetting her. So this was an easy yes-no answer, okay? So ask your family member if they do want some intuitive guidance to look at a yes, something that's got a yes-no answer. And honestly, you will get the stage where it won't be a yes-no answer, but you'll start to get an understanding of it. So next time you wanted to give an intuitive guidance with friends or anything else, just try that yes-no, because it's fun and it'll help you develop your intuition. Okay. So if you want any more understanding, that's me. That's it. I'm talking too long again. If you want any more understanding or tools for trusting your intuition, subscribe to the podcast, follow me on Facebook, Instagram or Twitter, or check out the other blogs and the free resources. Whew, that's it. I've also got the Facebook group called Emotional Mastery. Now, you can ask to join that if you want to as well. I haven't been as active on there, but I do want to go that way. That is going to be one of those groups that I want it to be nurturing. I want, you know, an area there. Hey, if you want to practice your intuition, jump on that one. Let me know. We can practice it together. That's really good. So remember, we are all naturally intuitive. It is part of human nature. It is our intuitive nature. I'm Susan Jane. I'm the intuitist, and I will see you next week. Hang on, I've got to do my little branding for the podcast ending. So I'll say bye for now.